Yo, so I got a tweet from Pietro. I was asked the other day, was it yesterday or day before? I can't keep track. I was like, is Pietro still listening? So I feel like I'm mispronouncing Pietro, because I met Pietro and he told me his name and I'm saying it wrong. I'm sorry, man. But he said, yes, I listen to every ep. But then there's a question: are you into beard oils at all? I am not. I mean, I want to be, but I don't. I say this: I was the times I've had beard oil put in my beard by professional hairstylists. It's like, oh, this looks better, and then I don't go buy beard oil. So I guess I should go to the store and get some, or maybe there's a subscription service. Is there a beard oil box? You know how you can't get to the store for your beard oils? Have it sent. You know how your toothbrush, you can't get a toothbrush anywhere? Why not? And when you get a toothbrush, there's not a subscription? How terrible. Get a Quip. That's the ad for this. People think podcast listeners really don't want to go to the store. Apparently nobody is going to the store anymore. I like to go to the store because it's right down the street. And I don't like to be waiting nervously for my apartment buzzer to get my Amazon package. Because there's a guy downstairs that'll snatch it if you leave it there too long. We don't know who it is, but I pretty much know who it is. He's kind of the Kramer of the building, but he's a thief. If he wasn't a thief, he would be an interesting, fun character. He still sort of is. And to be fair, got an Amazon delivery yesterday of a bunch of cat food, and didn't get stolen. Had to get a month's supply to feed Mabel and FOMO while we are in Scotland. We're just going to open them all up and say, you figure it out. No, of course, we have somebody come in. We treat the Mabel and FOMO with dignity and respect. So sorry, Pietro, no beard oils, but who knows? Maybe I'll get into some. He also let's get that Benjamin Franklin paper and give it to a homeless person. Put it to good use. Now, this is there's a auction going on of this the original newspaper that had the Benjamin Franklin Join or Die cartoon. I don't know if cartoon doesn't sound right. But I guess it's a political cartoon. I'm just saying it doesn't look cartoonish. It looked more like a logo, but like a Metallica T-shirt. But that's up for auction, and I want us to all pool our money and then get it and share it. But Pietro says give it to a homeless person. We're talking about a very expensive newspaper that they're going to be using as a blanket. You want to give a homeless person the most expensive? I mean, that's pretty nice. I guess that's you feel pretty good as a homeless person. You got people, oh, where'd you get that newspaper? Hey, it's worth $1 million. Get away from me. I don't know if it's worth a million. Is it worth a million? How do you put a... I guess it's that's the whole point of the auction, is how do you put a price on it? Seems crazy. Okay, let's look at the news. Oh, there's some angry people on my street. I almost said my street to you. Oh, how terrible that would be. People would be lining up outside of 86th Street. That's not my actual street. But people would be stalking me. I don't think there's any worry of that at the moment, but who knows? Maybe I'll get famous enough. Bill Cosby must register as a sex offender if he returns to Massachusetts estate. That would be, does he have to go knock on doors and say, "Hey, I'm your neighbor. I'm a sex offender. Just to let you know." I wouldn't. I'm guessing he's not going back to that Massachusetts estate. He can go live anywhere. Where go down to Florida? I think you could be a sex offender down there and no problem. And why would an old person want to be up in Massachusetts? Bitter winter. Get to the sunshine, Kaz. But not that I want him to be comfortable. He's a terrible person. He should be in jail. But he's got to be almost dead, right? If there is a death pool, I would say Bill Cosby's probably pretty, got to be pretty high up on the list of like people putting their money on Bill Cosby. Because it's just, it's all over for him. Just he's blind. He's disgraced. He can't tour anymore. His albums still show up on the iTunes charts, so people are still, I guess there is a little bit more of a awareness. People are like, "Oh, yeah, Bill Cosby, he's so terrible. He's a monster." You know what though? I did enjoy that that one bit of his about the chocolate cake. Was that on a himself? Right, Bill Cosby himself. Georgia lawmaker who came under fire for yelling N-word on Who Is America says he'll quit. Of course. How do you think you keep your job? Do you see Who Is America? That show is unbelievable. Luckily, I get to steal Showtime and see these. Well, you know what? I used to, because I used to write recaps of Homeland and Ray Donovan. They gave me this like press sign-in for Showtime, and I get to watch all their shows a lot of times before anybody else does. Even though I'm not writing recaps anymore, they just keep me on file. It really makes me feel like I'm in showbiz when I get to watch Homeland 3 days before everybody else. And Billions and whatever. So, but that show is bananas. And this motherfucker just, it did not take much coaxing to get him to yell the N-word repeatedly. And also drop his pants and show his ass. And do a lot of racist Asian stuff. Like, said act Chinese, and then he just went into this whole like very kind of racist thing. So he's and then he said he wasn't gonna leave, but he's gone. I know this is, if you didn't see the bit, I didn't do a good I did a terrible job of explaining it, and I'm sorry. I'm sure it's on YouTube at this point. Go watch it. Sacha Baron Cohen's Who Is America. Friday's total lunar eclipse will be longest blood moon visible this century until 2123. This sounds good. Nice. Who doesn't love a blood moon? Hopefully I remember. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people. I'm doing a lot of endas, and I apologize. I'm aware. I'm working on all of these verbal tics. It's terrible. I should not be trying to speak publicly. Oh, yes, I should. I deserve good things. I have dreams that I should pursue. This is me arguing with myself. I know you're on board, listener. All right, we'll do one more, and that will end this episode. Judge frees immigrant arrested while delivering pizza to Army base. Thank you, Judge. And lover of food delivery. And understand that that is a bond. That that is a sacred task being carried out by whoever. Don't ask questions. I don't care what you've done in your past. If you are delivering food, that is I think you might call a mitzvah. And God bless all of those people. Maybe you're not in the country technically, legally, or maybe you have a checkered past. Maybe you're an American citizen, but you did something that you're not that proud of. Maybe you did a little time. Maybe you sold drugs. Maybe you did, doesn't matter, because you're delivering food to people now, and that means you're humble before your God, and you're doing something that is needed. And that people, you know how nice it is to get that food delivered to your door. It's wonderful. So thank the judge for freeing this man, and thank any of you out there delivering food for Seamless or Postmates or Domino's. I don't think Domino's is on Seamless. You got to go into the Domino's app. That's fine. Domino's, you want to keep all the money for yourself. Understood. Now, Papa John's, that's a more complicated issue, but let's not get into that now. I'm going to go. See you tomorrow. We love you.